Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on with the beautiful virtues and the rewards of the month of Ramadan and how to change our mindset towards the month of Ramadan, we are learning from the beautiful and direct words of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, which he imparted upon the Sahaba ikram to encourage them to remain steadfast and to purify their intentions and their actions and their focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said to the Sahaba ikram, give charity to the poor ones among you and surround your elderly with respect and be kind to your youngsters. Visit your kin and safeguard your tongues and do not look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you from looking at. And do not listen to anything your ears are forbidden from hearing. Be kind to the orphans of others so that your own orphans will equally receive kindness. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your sins and raise your hands to Him in dua during the times of your prayers, for they are the best times during which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks with mercy to His slaves and answers their pleas when they plead with Him. Subhanallah, look at these very succinct but yet beautiful and comprehensive words of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where first and foremost we don't just think about ourselves, but we think about others, and we give out in charity to those who are in need, and we support our elderly, we respect our elderly, we also respect our young, we take care of our kith and our kin, and we safeguard our tongues and also on our actions, and we safeguard our ears as well. We be kind and we share kindness in order to receive kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most importantly, in this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us to raise our hands in dua, because when you raise your hands, you are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action, and as a result of you raising your hands to the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your du'as, because we are pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam continues to say, O people, your souls are hostages to your actions. Therefore, release them by seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Your backs are overburdened by the weight of your sins. Therefore, lighten their burden by prolonging your sujood. Be informed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn by His dignity not to punish those who establish their prayers and make sajda to Him, and not to terrify them by the sight of the fire when people are resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, again, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that if you want to emancipate yourself, if you want to free yourself, if you want to lighten your load, then engage yourself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prolong your qiyam, prolong your ruku, and most importantly, prolong your sujood, because by being in a state of sajda, in a state of submission, in a state of complete and utter devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal has sworn by His izzah, by His jalal, by His dignity, that He will never punish those who establish their salah and do sajda to Him sincerely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not terrify these individuals by the sight of the fire or by the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect these people. So in the month of Ramadan, it is a month to lighten your loads. It's a month to remove your sins. It's a month to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most importantly, for you to be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of hell and also from the fear of the day of resurrection as well. So the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us these beautiful and important acts for us to focus on and for us to engage in. And finally, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam states, O people, whoever among you enables a believer to break his fast during this month will receive a reward equal to the one who set a slave free, and he will receive forgiveness for all of his past sins. Subhanallah. Then the Sahaba ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, not all of us can do that. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, avoid the fire of Jahannam even by a date. Avoid the fire of Jahannam even by a drink of water. Subhanallah, again, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you don't need to give out hundreds and thousands. If you are able to do so, then do so. But protect yourself, safeguard yourself by giving out in charity, by helping people, by freeing people from their debts and from their difficulties. Even if you can give a date, as sadaqah, even if you can give some water to drink for other people to break their fast, then know that there will be a huge amount of reward waiting for you. So subhanAllah, in these three particular ahadith, we learn again about the beautiful virtues of Ramadan, of respecting our elderly, being kind and merciful to our youngsters, taking care of those who are poor, and protecting our eyes and our ears from those things which are prohibited, taking care of the orphans, and engaging ourselves in the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raising our hands high in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, freeing ourselves from our sins and lightening our burden by engaging ourselves in excessive and long sajdah in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever we can, we should give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of charity, in terms of opening other people's fast and freeing them, whether it is a date, whether it is a drink of water, whether it is more than that. Give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more that you give, the more that you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan.